RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
NFC title game week. You'll hear it right here, 3 o'clock Sunday on The Fan. Eagles and the Commanders. A guy who has spent a lot of time watching bad football with me, training camps, preseason, regular season, all of it, is Lane Casadante. He is the sports director of CBS 6 here locally. He joins us now, as he does on Thursdays. Lane, good morning. What a world we live in. Washington Commanders in the NFC title game.
Yeah, I think I read where there are only 5 current players on this roster that were alive the last time the Washington team, by any other name, was in this game. And obviously, we all remember those. Men of a certain age, people of a certain age remember those Joe Gibbs teams back then, and the Hogs and the different quarterback every year, and at times different running backs, but it has certainly been a generational season for this franchise.
I try not to make the show like bash Dan Snyder, because I think everybody understands things were bad and now things are good. But man, it does just make it so much easier to be happy for the fans, for the players, for the operation with this breath of fresh air that has come in. And I think it's why we're here too.
Well, and Mike will understand this, but for the listeners out there, when you went to, it was called Redskins Park for most of Dan Snyder's tenure, when you went there, and on those rare occasions when we were allowed inside the main building, which were few and far between, you could feel the dysfunction the moment you stepped inside the doors. And it's a beautiful building. It's nice enough. And it's unassuming enough. You walk in and the 3 Super Bowl trophies stare you right in the face as soon as you walk in the door. But you could feel the uneasiness every single time you walked in that building, regardless of the occasion or the reason. And that's just got to be a ridiculously uncomfortable and difficult atmosphere under which to work. If you're a player, if you're a coach, if you're an administrator, if you're support staff, it was like that for 25 years. It's unsustainable, and really, there's no way you could even hope to have that any kind of success with that kind of instability just in the air up there on a regular basis.
And people have asked, right, like, would they be here with Dan Snyder? Because obviously Jaden Daniels transcends a lot of things. And my answer is no, they would have traded up to get Caleb Williams, because that's the quintessential Dan Snyder guy, local flashy star that he can market around. They would have found a way to get to one and get Caleb, and they'd be, not that Caleb's a bad player, but they'd be right here where they are, right, with the Chase Youngs of the world and the, you know, everybody, name your guy, flashy star over quiet production, which is what has got them here. And certainly I'm giving them a chance Sunday against the Eagles. I think the Eagles have a better roster, but I'm not betting against a team that wins every game at the last second.
And under Dan Snyder, Dan Quinn may not be the head coach either, because why would you want a Cowboys cast off? Why would you want a guy, you know, why would you want 28-3 in the Super Bowl? You know, everything that you just said, he went for style over substance. And there would be, you know, Adam Peters may not be here, because why am I going to bring in somebody that's smarter than me about all this stuff? No, I don't want that. So, and I agree with you. I think the Commanders have an absolute puncher's chance. I think Jaden Hurts, his health and his, you know, what percentage is he, plays a big role in this game. I also think there are no surprises, because these two teams have already played each other twice. I don't think there's going to be much that either team does that the other team is going to say, we weren't expecting that. And it will come down to execution, which is all you can hope for at this point of the year.
I'm open for a fun one. 3 o'clock Sunday. Looking forward to that. CBS 6, of course, has Bills Chiefs right after, another game. I think a few people are looking forward to that one. Should be a fantastic day of football. Lane Casadante joins us. I want to get to a couple non-football topics, Lane, because I know in your work with CBS 6, you've covered a lot of ground. Billy Wagner, how pumped are you? 10th ballot, he gets in. I'm sure you saw the video. He's crying, I'm crying, we're all crying. Just how cool is it we get a Virginia guy and somebody who is that good in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I know he's done a couple of things with the Squirrels, and Parney, who knows everybody in baseball, has a pretty good relationship with him. I've never had the occasion to meet Billy Wagner, but I could not have been happier for him. And we ran that video of him getting the phone call yesterday. And I don't know how you can't be happy for a guy like that. 422 career saves, which now is 10th all-time on the list. I believe he was among, you know, the top three when he retired. Only 5'7", Ferrum College. We believe he's the first Division III player ever to make it to Cooperstown, which is quite a feat in itself. But, yeah, I don't know how you can't be happy for a guy like that. I was thrilled. And I was, you know, I was really pulling for him the last 3 or 4 years, because in the way the Hall of Fame elections are done is a little antiquated, a little archaic, but it's the way they do it. And for those who don't know, you have 10 years once your eligibility starts to be elected on the general ballot. And this was his 10th and final year. He hadn't thrown a single pitch since his first year, so his credentials had not changed, but his stature and his standing amongst those that make this decision obviously had. And I was just incredibly happy for him to finally get that call.
Antiquated is a great word. Good to see them do the right thing at the deadline, though. Put in a very deserving player in Billy Wagner. Lane Casadante, CBS 6, has all the local sports news from around town. You were checking in with VCU coach Ryan Odom earlier. Do you have a Christian Furman update for us? And what can you tell us about a pretty big revenge game tomorrow night at the Stew?
Yeah, Furman will be a game-time decision. He rolled his ankle in warm-ups before the St. Joe's game. He tried to give it a go, and, you know, if you've rolled your ankle, you know what that's like. And it needs to heal on its own. It needs to take time. So they'll run him out there tomorrow night, see how it feels, and if he can go, he will. But if not, then they will, you know, rely on the depth that has been a big part of their success already this year. St. Bonaventure is just one of those teams. Mark Schmidt, you know, does more with less every single year. I don't know how he recruits kids to Olean, New York. I've been there. If you have ever been there before, you will, you know. But the people who go to that school absolutely love it. They will bleed brown. It's that kind of environment. And he is one of the best coaches in the country, regardless of, you know, results or records or anything like that. They're just a tough out. They're a tough out every single night, regardless of their record. They will probably be, I'm pretty sure they won here last year, which is no easy feat to do, to win at the Siegel Center. So they know, you know, they know how to win here, and they are a very, very tough team. VCU, although, no, you know, Ryan Odom kind of downplayed the revenge thing. It's like, yeah, they got us, but, you know, it's the next game. That's what makes the most important game. He had a lot of coach speak on that. I know the fans will be really geared up for it. They should be, even though they have to wait a couple extra hours for tip-off tomorrow night.
9 o'clock tip. Brew your coffee. Get ready. Get out there. A few tickets still available through VCU for this one tomorrow night. It feels like the conversation is shifting, and this is kind of the final part of that. Some nice road wins. I'm a casual lane. Everything to me is, are they going to make the tournament? Sure feels like they're a lot better positioned than they were a month ago.
I will be honest, I don't think the conference helps them all that much.
No.
I think VCU is a very good team, but I don't think the A-10 is as strong as maybe people thought it might be, especially at the beginning of the season with a non-conference. Look at the wins Dayton had at the beginning of the season, and then they come home and get punked by GW, you know, by 20 at home. So I think VCU needs to take care of VCU this year. They need to make sure that they leave absolutely no doubt in the tournament, you know, in the selection committee's mind, regardless of what happens in D.C. They need to leave no doubt in everyone's mind that they are a tournament team, so that, you know, if, you know, whatever happens in this conference and whatever happens in that tournament jumps up and surprises somebody, that they've done enough during the regular season. And so far they are on that right track. I believe they have 3 road wins in conference already this month, and those are the ones that will get you noticed in March. So they're doing everything they need to do right now.
He's staying on top of it for CBS 6. We talk about crossover season. We're covering football and basketball. Who would have thought on January 23rd we'd still be talking football? Travion Henderson's a national champ, Commanders, Eagles, and of course VCU basketball. Lane, it is always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Mike, thanks for having me. Enjoy the games, everybody.
Absolutely. CBS 6, that's your place to be this weekend and every weekend with Lane and Sean. We're back right after this. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Hour number 2, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Hour number 8. Of NFC title game week. Commanders, Eagles, you'll hear right here on The Fan Sunday, 3 o'clock, fired up for that one. As we talk about players who are going to make an impact in this game, they had Zach Ertz mic'd up in Detroit. He was, the Commanders put together those clips. I love the mic'd up clips. You never once learn anything from them. I was just like, dudes yelling. But the Zach Ertz one was really good. So I pulled a couple clips out of it here. The whole thing's on the Commander's social media. This is Zach Ertz after an early touchdown. He comes back to the bench, and it's just him yelling, things are going really well.
Cooking these boys.
Bro. Many ball down on the
he fell down?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm cooking him.
I know you are.
Six ain't it, bro.
He ain't it.
He's so long, but I'm like, step replace at the line of scrimmage, getting to his edge right now. I'm not playing that game where he can hold me.
That's confidence right there. That's Zachary's coming to his highlight. I'm cooking these boys. We're cooking these boys. We are holding our own with the Detroit Lions right now, the one seed in Detroit on the road. That's the confidence you need. I need them to bring that confidence on Sunday. All right, part two's a little... there's more I want to pull out of part two here. This is him on the sideline late in the game, talking to Samus Reyes, the tight end. He's not active for the game, but this is their conversation.
Best. There's not a better number one in the league than Terry McLaurin as the person. He's a better person than he is a player, which is insane.
Come on, what a call!
Yeah, it was amazing.
Were you able to drop that?
I was like, catch it down.
And then you possessioned it and you held the ball. What is the game, bro?
So I'm getting down.
What is the game, bro?
I agree. We're not finished, though. I love this for Cliff. I love this for Cliff.
That's Cliff Kingsbury, of course, offensive coordinator. I love this for Cliff. He's been with him in Arizona. He's been with him at his previous stops. And not just a measure of redemption here for Cliff Kingsbury. I think it's nice. I mentioned this yesterday. I think it's nice that this has happened late enough in the cycle that Cliff isn't going to be a legitimate head coaching candidate anywhere. Everybody's kind of made their lists already, done their thing. Who knows what the Cowboys are up to. Now, Cliff, you remember last year, had agreed to be the Raiders offensive coordinator, but hadn't signed anything. And then Dan Quinn got hired, called him, and he changed his mind, came to Washington. That, by the way, was a good decision. Now, I don't know if that means the Raiders are going to be back in on him in any way, how Tom Brady feels about him, because apparently that's all that matters up there. So it's not that we're totally out of the woods here, but I thought Chicago was the one job that would have spoken to Cliff Kingsbury. They got their guy in Ben Johnson. We'll see what he's able to do out there. He's a great offensive mind. I think Caleb Williams is a really good quarterback. I think that's a bad organization that's poorly run. And sometimes those are tough things to overcome in football. Zach Ertz, though, giving Cliff Kingsbury the love. I love this for Cliff. I think next year when we do coaching cycle, assuming they have early season success, and who knows, they're going to be playing a lot of tough opponents, a lot of primetime games. It's not going to be easier from here. But assuming he has success, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be really high on people's list to be a head coach. We'll see what kind of vacancies next year brings. We'll see what kind of quarterbacks next year brings in the draft, because that's an important consideration as well. But I think anytime there's an opening next year, it's one of the very first names you're going to hear after his success. He put on a masterclass in Detroit. He was getting after it. It was fantastic to watch the Cliff Kingsbury redemption arc there. Him calling some winning plays, getting the running backs going. Jaden carried it 16 times. I'm not going to pretend like he protected Jaden, but there was very little danger zone for Jaden. There were very few moments where, in Tampa there were a few of those moments where he's going to be all right, he's going to get up from this. I'm sure there will be some of those in Philly this week. So it was good that Detroit was, not a week off for Jaden. There are no weeks off in the playoffs. But, in terms of the toll that game took on him, a little bit less than the Tampa game. And then at the start, you hear, he knows he's mic'd up, obviously, but you hear him say, Terry McLaurin, better person than he is receiver. Man, I love hearing stuff like that. And certainly everybody who's had an interaction with Terry knows. Quality dude. Sanders still seems to be the same. People love Mikey Sanders still. It's a cool organization. You put the right people in the right places. Jaden's super humble. Jaden is going to have a lot of endorsement opportunities this offseason. I will be curious how he deals with that. You remember Chase Young kind of dove into the deep end after his rookie season, chose to miss OTAs to go film stuff in LA. I don't think that's Jaden's game. I think he's going to make a lot of money, as he should. He's only making $9 million this year playing football, and that sounds like a lot, but it is not. All three quarterbacks playing this weekend, not named Jaden Daniels, are making more than $50 million a year. That's the number he's going to get to if he keeps playing like this, for sure. But I mentioned Mikey Sanders still, who came in from Michigan. I caught major Terry McLaurin vibes, just a guy who was pegged as a special teams A/bit player. And you realize pretty quickly in training camp, he's really good, and you're going to need to keep him on the field. This is Mikey Sanders still yesterday. Had some big interceptions against the Lions. This is not real life. Magic Johnson owns this football team. They're in the NFC title game. Here's Mikey Sanders still on Magic's message to the team.
When Magic Johnson came here to speak to us, he said, you have to fall in love with the process of winning. And, to be a winner, you have to be able to take every opportunity and grow from it. So how can you grow from, the last win? How can you grow from the last loss? What did you learn about yourself? Just being able to take whatever you learn, improve, and understand moving forward that there's more to be done. There's more work to be done, and not being complacent. So for us, it's just, we know what the end goal is, but we can't get to that end goal without getting through the week-to-week process, the day-to-day process. So just being able to, wake up every day and maximize each and every 24 hours that we get to getting towards that end goal, we have to make sure we do exactly that.
That's Mikey Sanders still, who Michigan guy, Magic Johnson, of course, Michigan State guy. Magic is a winner, full stop, period, not just with the Lakers. The teams he owns wins title. He's actually got a ring in every sport except professional football. He joined this ownership group, said, I'm a winner. He's fiery, He was not a great GM with the Lakers for that reason. He's not patient. He's all about that. We're going to get better. And it's, you know, it's a zero-sum game. There's 32 teams all chasing it. He's a great influence, though. And for these young guys, you remember, he's greeting Terry McLaurin outside the locker room in Tampa. Man, he was fired up. Terry was fired up. They've struck up a nice friendship. These are the things that come free agency time are going to matter. This team, which has had to overpay for bad free agents for so long, you're going out on the free agent market. Here's your pitch. You get to play with Jaden Daniels. He'll make you better. And you get to hang out and have lunch with Magic Johnson, and he'll give you business advice. And everybody loves Dan Quinn. They're going to do well in free agency this year. I'm just calling that right now. It's a well-run organization. Let Adam Peters cook. Here's Terry McLaurin. Happy for him as well. Certainly has wandered through the wilderness of bad quarterback play for a long time, and now the league's seeing just how good he is.
That commander standard is non-negotiable, and the great thing about it is there hasn't been any issues and hiccups with it because that's the culture that we created here. And so going forward, that's who we are. And so whoever comes in here, that's what you hold your standard to. And that's the great thing about a culture, because before that, like, you know, sometimes anything goes. Like, it's hard, sometimes hard to keep guys accountable, but when you have one sound, one standard, and everybody's holding accountable to it, you got no choice but to live up to that standard and uphold that, because if you don't, you stick out like a sore thumb, and you got to buy in. So it's not a threat. It's we take that with great pride, because we built that from the ground up, and we're looking forward to building on that.
You've seen that earlier this year. They cut some first-round draft picks because they did not meet the commander's standard. You saw that from the start of training camp, and you saw that in Brandon McManus. I don't, you know, we spent too much time talking about kickers around here. You saw that when they cut Brandon McManus. In Adam Peters' declaration, I am not going to take shortcuts in building this team. And I hope we're not talking about kickers on Sunday, because honestly, both these teams have reason to be scared of their kickers. But it's, you know, Adam Peters is having commander's guys on this team. He's got his standard. He drafted exceptionally well. I have no doubts he will do so again. Let's make a little extra time here on the end. We'll wrap this up. I want to play the Jaden Daniels clip as well, because this is him. He's starting by talking about his relationship with Sanra Still as they both came in as rookies, and there's a couple other great questions here. So here's Jaden Daniels, quarterback of the Washington Commanders.
I knew of Mikey. You know, we didn't cross paths until around, like, the whole draft process and everything. And then when we both got drafted here, that's kind of where our bond and stuff grew, because we were around each other so much, because, you know, the rookies were pretty much up here doing all the stuff, trying to catch up. So now it's just like, it's a brother to me. We talk about everything, you know, football, life, everything, how the family doing, stuff like that. So, you know, it's just bigger than ball.
What would it mean for to you if you were the first rookie quarterback to take a team to the Super Bowl?
Man, I'm not even thinking that far. You know, it will obviously be a blessing, but, you know, I'm just focused on, you know, how can I be better day by day.
Jaden, how would you describe your working relationship with Cliff, and what do you think he does well?
Cliff puts us in the best positions. You know, he doesn't want us to go out there and really think a lot. We want to go out there and play ball and play freely. But the relationship, man, is obviously the best. You know, we have that open communication where if I don't like a play, I could go in and tell Cliff, like, hey, I don't like this. Like, I don't think it's going to work. I'm not comfortable with it. And, you know, he might fight for it a little bit, but ultimately he doesn't want us to go out there and run plays that we're not comfortable with.
It makes it easier, too, when you know that your quarterback is so good at what he does. You know, if he's got that instinct, you can trust that instinct, because Jane's so good at processing this stuff. Love to see the relationship with him and Cliff develop, and hopefully it'll get a second year. Commanders-Eagles NFC title game. You'll hear it on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, of course, on Sunday, 3 o'clock. We got plenty more show for you today. We'll take you up to AWOD Radio back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1
FM. We are worldwide on the Odyssey app, and on Thursdays we bring in our friend Gary Hess for a little fun.
Just plain old fun. By the way, sitting in here the last 5 minutes, you know what phrase comes to mind? No one wants to know how the sausage gets made.
Just give me that delicious, delicious sausage.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%.
You know what I'm going to be eating tomorrow?
Do tell. Italian in Philly?
Oh, no, that's Saturday night. That's Saturday. We are going to wander the neighborhoods knocking on every door until we find that restaurant. On Saturday, or tomorrow, I'm going to be having chips, salsa, and fajitas at Plaza Azteca.
That's right.
We're going to be doing the show from Plaza Azteca.
In Short Pump.
In Short Pump. Don't go to the Broad Street one. Short Pump. Well, it's on Broad Street, too.
Or the one at Virginia Center.
There's so many of them. They're awesome. Chips and salsa. It's a great way to watch the game. We'll be doing a party there tomorrow. We've got hats to give away. We got gift cards to give away. So make your lunch plans now for tomorrow to go to Plaza Azteca. Gary, this is a really, really fun week. Of doing radio. For so many years, I had a brand as the guy who poked fun at the Commanders' incompetence, the Redskins' incompetence, the football team incompetence. And every time something would go wrong, I'd always get to text like, man, that's so good for business, isn't it? And it wasn't not good for business. I just want to be clear. It was good for business. But I always said it was the honest to goodness truth. The best thing for business will be when they're actually good. Right. And it is.
And it is. And here we are.
And here we are. Commanders in the playoffs against the Eagles. That's going to be an environment, man. That's always an environment to start with in Philly. Those people are going to be lathered up for that football game.
Yeah. Who is going to be the Commanders' version of Jared Verse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my question.
Who's rising to this occasion and is going to make some plays?
Not that part. Who's going to rise to the
occasion?
Gonna,
who's going to trash talk?
Who's going to trash talk? Ooh. Then when the fans respond, eat it up, and then go out and make plays.
He was something there in Philly.
Right.
To have the guts to do that and then back it up with the play.
Exactly.
Only guy on the defense I think is qualified enough to do that is Bobby Wagner. I don't know if Bobby Wagner's got that in.
I don't know that that's Bobby Wagner's M.O.
I don't think so.
Especially now that he's crossed over into, in football terms, elder statesman status.
If Marshawn Lattimore was full strength, having a great season, playing well.
Oh yeah, he fits the MO for sure.
He fits the bill for sure. Absolutely. All right, Gary. I want to talk to you about the game, but I'm gonna go not this weekend, but next weekend. So I've got a friend, Fritz, who's a good dude, and a couple years ago, he texted me. He said, "My one regret is that I never watched Russell Wilson play high school football. Like we knew he was good, and like now I watch him on TV. And he said, I'm hearing about Lainey Grant and how great she is and how she's going to be, you know, the superstar. Do you want to come to a game with me? So we went down and we saw you know, them play Monica, and it was a great time. You know, James River Monica, great matchup. So now we go to a game every year, and we're going to go see John Marshall at the Virginia Center Commons Arena, the Henrico Sports Palace.
Oh. Whatever it's called, we need to start calling it the Henrico Sports Palace.
We're going to the Henrico Sports Palace.
Not to be confirmed with the one in Auburn Hills, which is not there anymore. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm just going to put my ignorance on the table.
Okay.
Is this as good? Like, is this a vintage John Marshall team? Do you know? Or is this like a rebuilding John Marshall team? Do you know where we're at here?
I don't know 100% sure, but what I have heard is that while it's all relative, it might be a slightly rebuilding John Marshall team.
We'll still have fun, obviously.
And having said all of that,
yeah,
you know, they might win every game by all their games, like in the state tournament, by 30 points instead of 50 points. So, you know, I'm not talking, you know, they're not going through the valley, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
But is it the same as it's been? Maybe, you know, instead of on a scale of 1 to 10, they've been a 14, they might be a 13.5 this year.
Well, I will still enjoy the program.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And the building is phenomenal.
The Dennis Bickmeyer Palace out
yes,
there. I don't want to get in Dennis's pockets. They must make so much money off that building. They are hosting big youth tournaments every
yep.
weekend.
They tapped into the high school world and stole a couple of athletic directors yep. to kind of help run things over there and pick two good ones. And so, yeah, they got good people over there. And, you know, if you've been around and covered sports in this market, you know, like I have for a long time. So anything that, you know, something Dennis Bickmeyer does doing well surprises me zero.
And he's flying high with his Ohio State Buckeyes as
there's that too.
As national champions this year. Best possible in college football, I don't have a team. I'm a Kansas Jayhawk, so I don't have a team for all intents and purposes. Got Jalen Daniels.
Right.
It's the knockoff. We went to Kmart and bought ourselves a Jalen Daniels.
A J period Daniels.
Yeah, that's what we got. But I root for chaos. And to me, the best possible outcome was the team that hates their coach with a fiery passion wins the national title and has to reckon with that.
Has to hug him.
Opening game next year.
Uh-huh.
Texas at Ohio State, which is going to be Arch Manning's debut,
right,
in Columbus when they raise the banner. Ryan Day is going to get booed off the field at his own banner raising after he loses to Arch Manning. Right. I love college sports.
Yes.
You can't make stories.
I was telling somebody the other day, I said, the boosters are so happy they won the national title, but they still hate Ryan Day because they've lost to Michigan three years in a row.
Yes, and the Michigan people are going to run their mouth all offseason.
100%.
It's not
100%. By the way,
yeah,
one little point, and I made this to AWOD yesterday, one fascinating thing I think about the way the college football playoff ended up, the two teams that played for the championship, and obviously the team that won, neither one of them would have been in the playoff in the 14 format.
Oh, no question. Yeah, lost to Northern Illinois and a late season loss to Michigan.
And in the rankings, they were ranked 5 and 6.
Yeah, they were good teams, but you don't bring in teams that lose to Northern Illinois into the playoffs. That, not in the old format.
5 and 6, so they would have been on the outside. I guess we would have had, it's interesting because it would have been Georgia, Texas, take three.
I saw an interesting stat. There are only three active college football coaches now who have won a national title.
Really?
And that's insane to me.
That includes Ryan Day, I take it.
He's now number three, yeah.
Wow. I'd have to... Oh, Kirby Smart.
Yep. And Dabo at Clemson.
And Dabo, that's right.
And that's it.
And that's it.
That's it of active college football coaches who've won a national title. It's a whole new sport. It's a whole different sport these days.
It really is.
All right. We have to get out on time today because Lane Casadante is joining us at an earlier time today on the other side.
Okay.
He moved up a little bit. We love Lane. Anything else we need to mention on your end here ahead of Commanders Eagles?
Shout out. Well, first of all, since we talked briefly about the national championship, shout out to Travion Henderson.
Pride of Hopewell.
Hopewell representing. And, you know, let me remind you that the 804 representation on Sunday will be in the team that you be on in a uniform of the team you don't want to win.
Yeah, no, we're not doing the Mekhi Becton thing. Whose dad was on the indoor football team here briefly, the Richmond Speed.
Exactly.
Also a large man.
Right. By the way, one thing about Becton, because it's about the Rams game, so it doesn't affect the Commanders. Did you see the play? And if you didn't, go back and look at...
I already know which one you're talking about.
At Saquon Barkley's first touchdown run.
I know which one you're talking about.
Becton destroyed someone. It was so cool. That camera shot from behind the line of scrimmage, it was on display. I was like, I remember that guy in black and gold.
Fun to see him out of New York and thriving.
Right. And you know, he landed in a culture where offensive linemen are good, and it's a good room, and he's not the star guy. He's not the left tackle anymore.
Yep.
I think he's found his spot, and you're right. I mean, he looks like a different person, but can't root for him on Sunday, I guess.
Cannot. We wish him the best outside of that, though, and congrats to Travion Henderson. Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan.
Always good to have fun with you, no matter what day it is.
Have a great weekend. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Empty on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. NFC title game week, 3 o'clock Sunday. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Eagles, Commanders. Up in Philly, 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. Look, we'll break down this game in a lot of ways as the week goes on. Here's my gut feeling right now. I think the turnovers are really important and the takeaways are really important. I think Jalen Hurts, his knee, is a big storyline this week.
you're not going to fully contain Saquon Barkley. You can keep him in check. These guys have done that at times. But it's going to come down to whether or not Hurts can make plays. If he can, it's a really good Philly roster. Top to bottom is an outstanding roster. I think they're a better roster right now than Detroit was last week coming into this game. And I remind you, Detroit scored some points. They made it a football game. They also made a lot of mistakes. The Eagles are going to have to beat themselves. I think they're capable of it. I think Jalen Hurts is capable of it. I think Sirianni's capable of it. That's the thing that's going to hover over this game. Are the Philly fans going to, you know, get tense if this is a close game? That's the opportunity. That's the window. And in today's show, you'll hear from Mikey Sandrastil and Zach Ertz, Cleveland Farrell, and other people as well. We'll get you the thoughts from Ashburn as this show rolls on. We'll take you up to noon to AWOD Radio. We'll also remind you that tomorrow you need to be making lunch plans at Plaza Azteca in Short Pump. We are doing this show live from Plaza Azteca in Short Pump tomorrow. 12 o'clock, we're going to be giving away Commander's gear and Plaza Azteca gift cards. Come join us for lunch. Celebrate the Commanders being in the NFC title game. Plaza Azteca in Short Pump is your ultimate big game destination. Why settle for an ordinary game day when you can turn it into an extraordinary big game fiesta at Plaza Azteca? Sunday, all day Sunday, during both games, all day, $20 beer buckets, $5 margaritas, $10 wings, and $10 fresh tableside guacamole. Catch all the epic plays and punts on the big screen TVs. Leave the cooking to Plaza Azteca. Make the biggest game of the season a touchdown with Plaza Azteca in Short Pump. I always feel bad when I do that reader stub because in the commercial, they put some... They put that Latino, you know, Plaza Azteca. You know,
they got the good music, too.
They've got great music. That I don't have the great music underneath me while I'm doing it. And like, the Hispanic, like, they sell the Plaza Azteca in a way that my gringo self can't do.
I think that's okay.
It is okay, because I enjoy being there. They have all the things I need. Margs, beer, wings, guac, chips, salsa, fajitas. So I feel great about the situation. I'm going to play inside myself, right? We're talking about turnovers. Got to play inside yourself. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to be a hero. My job is to let people know. That's where you can go to watch the game. That's where you can go tomorrow for lunch, get some Commander's gear from us. Their job is to say Plaza Azteca and play really cool music. Both people doing their jobs. That's the teamwork we need on the Washington Commanders this weekend. Got to create some takeaways. Got to force some takeaways from Philly. Create those short fields for the offense. Equally important, minimizing mistakes. This time of year, you don't win games, but you sure lose them. Lions lost a game last week with mistakes. 12 men on the field in a key situation. This team has done a great job of staying away from penalties in this postseason, and that's going to be extra crucial. I don't know if they're going to shuffle the offensive line. That's certainly a big subplot this week. Are they going to shuffle the offensive line? You lose Sam Cosmi. It's a big force there. Are you going to put Trent Scott in, you know, and take your chances? He played very well against Detroit. Are you going to shuffle the deck? Are you going to maybe even bring Brandon Coleman inside to guard? There's a lot of things you can do. What's important is cut down on holding, cut down on false starts. These drives are going to be hard enough without penalties making them harder. And then let Jaden Daniels cook and do his thing. No fumbles from B-Rob, no fumbles from Eckler. Keep a clean sheet. Three of the four games last week were decided by turnover margin. Fourth game, Chiefs-Texans. Nobody turned the ball over the whole game. Texans had some miscues of their own. That game, of course, will be debated. The officiating will be debated for a while. I'm probably a little too close to it to weigh in. Here's my thoughts on the Chiefs and the refs and Patrick Mahomes. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is getting a level of favorable treatment that, say, Josh Allen, you know, your stars of the league. I think they're all getting that treatment. I think what makes it different is that Patrick Mahomes has really taken up flopping at a high level. He has been watching some European soccer. I don't know what's going on there. He's flopping harder than ever these days. He's kind of doing the, like, I'm hanging around in bounds. Oh, you touched me. I'm out of bounds now. Ha, gotcha. You know, he does it. Basketball, college basketball right now. This is just rant segment now. Thing I hate in college basketball right now is the jerk your head back move. Like, somebody comes close to you. Jerk your head back. Oh, it's a foul. Got to go to the free throw line now. I don't like flopping in any sport. Flopping is making its way to the NFL. This is an easy one. Fines and penalties for flopping, make it reviewable. If somebody flops, get the ref over that replay monitor, ding them for 15 yards. It will end very quickly. There are solutions here. I don't know if anybody's interested in hearing my solutions, but I'll keep yelling about them. Commanders-Eagles, Sunday, 3 o'clock, right here on The Fan. So many different angles, ways to break this down. Excited to hear from the players in hour number two yesterday. What you hear is leadership and poise and calmness out of Jaden Daniels, out of Dan Quinn, out of Cliff Kingsbury. They keep cool. They believe that stuff trickles down across the roster, and it's cool to see guys like Zach Ertz get another chance at a ring late in their careers. Guys like Bobby Wagner, you know, motivate. You remember Bobby Wagner called the team meeting when they were in that losing streak and set the tone and worked to turn them around. That's why you bring a Bobby Wagner in. He's playing great football, too. You know he's going to give his all this weekend. But it's that sense, right, of knowing when to, you can't, if you're the coach, you can't come in and yell at the players every game. They tune you out eventually. You've got to pick your spots. Watching Bobby Wagner pick his spot, bring the team out of their funk, bring Cliff out of his funk that he was in. Find a way to get things rolling again, and now 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. You'll hear it Sunday right here on 910 The Fan. We'll also remind you, pep rally tomorrow, 3 o'clock, River City Roll is the place to be. I will be there. It is not just a bowling alley, but I'm bringing my kids and we're going bowling. So that is declared. 3 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be there. I'll be having fun. We'll be getting ready for the big game. Also, I'll be going bowling. I'm doing both the things. Man can consist of dualities, and I plan on taking full advantage of our day at River City Roll tomorrow. Awad setting that up. He will have merch to give away as well. We got Commander swag for you all through this show tomorrow. A lot of people jumping on board the bandwagon here. I think back when this offseason and last offseason too, I am vocally against the name Commanders. I think it's a dumb name. I still think it's a dumb name. And people, I say, hey, I don't think they're going to rebrand until they open the new stadium, because I think that's when you see the Josh Harris impact. That's when you turn the corner and say, we're a new team now, we're a new identity. People would always say, well, what if they win the Super Bowl before then? Like, then they have to keep the name. And my thought is, deal. Yes, absolutely. I will trade a dumb name for a Lombardi any day of the week. If they win the Super Bowl and the consequence of that is we keep the name Commanders, great. You just show me where to sign. You will get my signature on the dotted line. That feels like not an obstacle to me. I'll trade basically anything not bolted down in that facility for a Super Bowl. Yeah, I'll do anything. Lift a Lombardi, man. Have a parade. Celebrate. Bring the town together. Wait, what do we have to do for that? Oh, I can wear that. What's that? Is it Goofy W and a name that nobody liked? I can wear that. We can do that. I can make these trades. Not bothering me one bit. I do think the hilarity of a Chiefs-Commanders matchup is certainly not lost on me. The two Native American teams, one of them renamed, one of them didn't. I'm sure Roger Goodell is not fired up about looking forward to litigating that all week long down in New Orleans. But, man, AY and I were having a conversation last night. Do we need to get into New Orleans earlier? It's like, oh, man. That's a fun thing to think about. If the Commanders are there, do we need to be there earlier when the plane lands, when they do the things? I've never considered these things. I've never covered a team in a Super Bowl before. Been to Super Bowls. Always like on the periphery, you see people like running around with their head chopped off because they're doing this or they're doing that. And, you know, they're working hard. I'm like, yeah, wow, then that looks difficult. You know, Super Bowl week's always a hard week of work. We put in a lot of work to bring you great shows, but it's never with the urgency like, and it's our team. 60 minutes away. I think it's a 50-50 game. When we do our picks tomorrow, I'm going to take the points, but I'm going to pick the Eagles. It's a 50-50 game. The Eagles have a better roster. The Commanders are playing better right now. Jalen Hurts' knee is a big, big factor in this one. We'll talk about other factors. We've got another hour with you. We'll take you up to AWOD Radio. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Start Lawrence came out today. Gary Hess in hour number one. Elaine Cassidani, CBS 6 in hour number one, gave us a little update. Christian Furman day-to-day with a rolled ankle from the game as VCU gets ready to take on St. Bonaventure. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock tip down there at the Stew. Some tickets still available should be. Should be a good game. Ryan Odom down playing the revenge game, but we all know it's a revenge game. When you lose to a team and you got to come back and get after it, revenge game. That's what I say. VCU is much better positioned than they were a month ago. Some nice road wins. They probably need this one, though, because if you end up in a head-to-head with St. Bonaventure, you can't be 0-2 against a team. That doesn't look good on the board. So 9 o'clock tomorrow, get out there, support the Rams. Lane Cassidy broke that down for us. That's why, if you missed that, that's why we have the Odyssey app. It's free. It has the rewind button. You can download it at the App Store and Google Play. Catch up on what you missed in hour number one. Well, hour number two is going to sound a lot like hour number one because we're talking about the Washington Commanders in the NFL playoffs. They are 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. They will take on the Philadelphia Eagles. They are underdogs. They lean into that. But also, I think this is interesting. Philly did not practice yesterday. Wednesday's their traditional NFL practice day. They had a walkthrough instead. That's what you do when guys are beat up and you're trying to preserve guys who are injured. Washington had the full go, the full practice. They did it in the bubble instead of outdoors. I don't blame them. It's cold. It's going to be cold on Sunday. I think that could be a factor here. But we got an eye on the Eagles' health with Coach Nick Sirianni electing not to practice, but to do the walkthrough instead. Now, things change. Guys get healthy between now and Sunday or healthy enough to go play. But it sure feels like the health is trending towards Washington at this juncture. Certainly at the quarterback position where Jalen Hurts did not look himself at the end of that game. That's going to be a big factor in this one on Sunday. Kyle Long of the Long family. We, of course, love the Longs. Howie, Chris, that whole crew from out in Charlottesville. Kyle Long played with the Bears forever. He was on ESPN's podcast, This Is Football, with Kevin Clark yesterday. And he was asked about Jaden Daniels. I'm going to play this answer in its entirety because it's really, really good. It's a couple of minutes long. This is Kyle Long breaking down how he knew and when he knew Jaden Daniels was special.
I've noticed that he's a guy that is a 20-year vet between the ears. He has what Orlovsky described in the pre-draft process as pocket peace, which I really feel like is, you know, with all of the positives that he has, his deep ball, his ability to run, his understanding of leveraging second level defenders when running the football. It's the thing that stands out to most is he is cool as a cucumber. Yeah. And I got a couple of buddies who are on that offensive line, Nick Allegretti, Andrew Wiley, shout out to my boys. They've been kicking ass all year. They're going to the NFC Championship. I'm so freaking stoked for those guys because you think you leave Kansas City and the party's over. Yep. But the party has just begun, seemingly, for these guys because they hitched onto a damn good wagon. I texted Nick Allegretti early in the season. And I was like, what? Because I'm a Bears.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I read all the Twitter about Caleb and Jaden, and you guys got the wrong guy. And I think both teams probably got the right guy. We were never in a position to win this year as the Bears. But for Jaden Daniels, I texted Nick and I said, what's the deal? And he said, this guy five. And anytime you refer to a player by their number, it's a compliment. It's kind of like that subversive machismo. Like you call him five. It's like 18, Peyton Manning, 12, Andrew Luck. You know what I'm saying? He said, this guy five is special, period. Stop. And you watch him play. You watch the way that the defense has elevated their play. Dan Quinn has instilled belief in this team, and the catalyst for that belief has been like, oh, yeah, you don't believe me? Watch this sucker. We got a quarterback. And from the very beginning, it's been foot to the gas pedal. And you wonder when he was going to hit the rookie wall. He didn't. He scaled it, and he ascended even higher in the performance category. So it's the defense stepping up. It's the offensive line understanding that they have greatness behind them. And that extra second of blocking can thrust your offense into a highlight level play. I mean, the Hail Mary against Chicago Bears was unbelievable. The Michael Penix versus Jaden Daniels battle in primetime was remarkable. It's not one I'll soon forget. It just feels like time after time the guy makes plays, and it's so much fun to watch. But it starts with between the ears. The dude is mature. He was experienced in college. He was asked to leave at Arizona State, essentially. Sure. They emptied his locker out. I can't imagine what that does to a psyche for a young man trying to play quarterback for a living. And we can see that he turned it into a positive.
That's kind of long on ESPN's podcast, This Is Football. I love listening to like football lifers, like guys who are incredibly accomplished in the sport, gush over Jaden, because it's different than when we do it. I like football. I've covered football for a long time, right? You've heard me gush about Jaden. The Cincy game, the Terry throw, the Hail Mary, right? Everybody loves the Hail Mary. The big throws, the big moments, the running. He's exciting. He's a high-ceiling guy. He's really excited. That's not what football people say. When you talk to football people about Jay, and I was up in the press box in Tampa, right, and there's some former players up there who are doing media stuff. You ask them about Jay, and they say different things, right? They say, man, it's the poise. It's the calmness. It's the way he is prepared for every moment. It's the way that nothing is too big for him. He doesn't get rattled. He practices all week long in a way that tells everybody in that locker room, I know what I'm doing. I know every single play we're going to call. You heard him talking about his relationship with Cliff. They're on the same page. It's that quiet confidence. That's what the football people talk about. I'm going to keep talking about the exciting runs and the throws on the arm because those are fun. But you talk to football people about this kid, and it's, man, he gets the game. He prepares hard. He gives the confidence. He's humble, but he's a leader. All things that you love to see in your starting quarterback, and certainly things they are going to need this week. And they're going to need to protect the ball as well. Be Robin Eckler, too. That's going to be a big subplot in this game. That's a big reason they beat Detroit. It's going to be a big storyline against Philly as well. A reminder, we're taking this show on the road tomorrow. Come by for lunch tomorrow, nooner, at Plaza Azteca in Short Pump. There's multiple Plaza Aztecas. There's only one me. So we're going to be at the Short Pump, Plaza Azteca. Plaza Azteca is your ultimate big game destination all day Sunday, February 9th. $20 beer buckets, $5 margaritas, $10 wings, and $10 fresh tableside guacamole. Catch all the epic plays on their big screen TVs and leave the cooking to them. Make the biggest game of the football season a touchdown with Plaza Azteca in Short Pump. Not just that, we'll be giving away Commander's gear and gift cards tomorrow at noon, Plaza Azteca in Short Pump. Hope to see a lot of you out there as the excitement builds towards the most anticipated Washington football game of my lifetime and a lot of your lifetimes as well. Excited to get fired up for it with you. We got a half hour left with you. We'll take you up to AWOD Radio at noon. You are listening to the home of the Washington Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.